Howdy, welcome back. Hey, I gotta say that I messed it up tonight, or I guess I messed it up over the last week. I don't have an episode that's actually ready to go into the chute and be published tonight. Well, there's my dog. And I'm working on a new format thing, so hopefully that'll be explained a little bit better during the next episode, which I will probably stick back to the schedule of getting it out on next Friday. And in the meantime, I'm going to try to do a little bit more editing, but I'll explain it all out. I'll try to. As well as I can explain things out, I'll try to explain it. And in the meantime, I wanted to say that we do have a new partner. If you go to AdobeOwlRanch.com and you go to the menu bar at the top there, and you know, it's kind of a menu thing, three little lines next to it, and you hit that, and you go down, and it says sponsors. And I apologize because I can't think of the stable link for that. So, but anyway, if you go to the Adobe Owl Ranch website there and menu and go down to sponsors, or if you go to eveningtours.com, which will redirect you over to the podcast section there of the website on AdobeOwlRanch.com, you will see the Leatherman logo. And that's because they have partnered, and if you go and use that link, you will be able to go over to their website, and if you purchase something, it'll help us out here, which I hope that I can say, but that's how advertising works, right? So if that's a surprise to you, I hate to be the one that burst the bubble, but and I'm really happy that Leatherman is the first partner we have on that, because it is one of the, you know, you hear people talk about everyday carry. Oh, I everyday carry this. I've got this knife and this, whatever it is that they carry. That Leatherman, I carry a Leatherman Wingman, and that is one of the nearest things that I have to an everyday carry. It, I'd say 6 days a week, it's in my pocket, and the only reason that it wouldn't be in it on the seventh day is if I happen to have to wear a suit that day. Because I don't like to carry extra things in my pockets when I'm wearing a suit. I think it looks slightly less than perfect. So those days I leave it in the truck usually. But other than that, if I'm wandering around here, I almost always have my Leatherman. And there's one other tool that at some point that I will probably get to, I'll explain out why those two are the things that I use the most. But that Leatherman Wingman, it really has done great for me in a lot of different things. You know, it's got a wire cutter that works great. I don't use it as much. The one that I have isn't, and it, you know, it's not the replaceable wire cutter blades, but that makes it a little bit, I think it makes it a little easier to use on the one that I've got at least. But it works great for that. I've cut a lot of wire with it over the years, and I just always stick to you know, not something that's going to damage those, which I don't actually know. I say that because I've only ever cut soft wire with it, but I don't know what it'd take to damage the thing. But the real reason that I like that Wingman, the Leatherman Wingman, is because the knife is accessible from the outside. So when you pull it out of your pocket, the knife will open without having to unfold anything. Or, you know, I've got another brand of multi-tool that I hardly ever carry specifically because of that. You know, there's things about it that are okay. It's not nearly the tool that the Leatherman is, but the thing that makes the Leatherman the one that I carry all the time is that you can get to the knife blade without having to unfold it, which means that you can take it out of your pocket and get to the two tools that you use the most often one-handed, which is the plier and the knife blade. So that's why I've stuck with that one. And I've used Leatherman throughout the years, and they've really done well. I've never had anything catastrophic go wrong with one that was branded Leatherman. I did happen to snap off the very end of the file on one once, but actually, it kind of works better now. Didn't work nearly as good for that screwdriver, but it had a different one, and that broke off piece is actually super handy for another thing. So anyway, there's a good reason for everything, but I just wanted to let you know what was going on and make sure that, you know, nobody thought that I was abandoning the podcast. I just haven't had time to get things around, and I'm trying to modify some things. So I appreciate your patience, and I really covet those reviews, and I also would love it if you go over and check out that link. I know the one that I posted, and I'll see if there's other bennies that I can get. I haven't fully gone through everything, but I think it's anything over $75 is free shipping, something like that. And so go over there, hit that link, go wander around and get yourself an excellent Made in America tool. That's what it claims to me, at least. That was one of the big selling points when I got the one that I have. I know it was made in the USA. And also, you know, help support the show all at the same time. I'd really appreciate that. And I hope that you have a... Boy, I'm really ADD tonight, I guess. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. And I'll be back next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.